On University of California Irvine Week, we hear about the harm bacteria can do, but what about the good? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities, and today on the Academic Minute, Regina Ragone, professor of materials science and engineering, examines this question.
E. coli has often had a negative association because of contaminated food. However, the bacterium is also a workhorse in biotechnology, serving as a cell factory for biofuels and pharmaceuticals. Now, more than ever, we are seeing people all over the world struggle to find clean, safe water. Many people live their lives not knowing that their water contains unsafe levels of metal contaminants. That's why my team and I set out to discover how E. coli could be used to detect metal contamination. Through our study, we used a machine learning analysis of the optical spectra of metabolites released from E. coli in response to chromium and arsenic exposure. We were able to not only detect metals in lower concentrations, but deduce the type and amount with higher than 96% accuracy. This entire process is easy and effective, and the sensors can be manufactured at low cost. It also has the capacity to spot metal toxins such as copper, lead, and mercury below regulatory limits. Our research shows how important it is to find innovative ways to safeguard our water. Thanks to the trained algorithm we used, we were able to test unseen tap water and wastewater samples at a much faster speed, around 10 minutes. It allowed us to determine if the water was within the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency and World Health Organization's recommended limits for each contaminant. This is a great sign that with this type of technology, more people will be able to test their water sources and supplies anywhere in the world. We hope that with research like ours, we'll be one step closer to finding the solution for water security.
That was Regina Ragone of the University of California, Irvine. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.